NPR News in New York. I'm Jack Spear. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife Olena Zelenska to the White House today, part of a whirlwind trip to Washington that also included meetings with congressional leaders. Biden again praised the resilience of the Ukrainian people as they continue to fight against Russia's now 19-month-old invasion.
Air defense capabilities.
These capabilities will help Ukraine harden its defenses ahead of what is likely to be a tough winter, filled with renewed Russian attacks on Ukrainian critical infrastructure to try to deprive innocent people of necessities like heat and electricity.
During private talks with lawmakers on Capitol Hill, Zelensky said that without additional aid, his country will lose the war. Zelensky's trip to Washington came just hours after Russia launched massive airstrikes against Ukraine. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Cleanup and recovery is underway in Ukraine following another deadly Russian attack. Overnight, Russia struck the capital, Kyiv, and other cities. At least five lives were lost and dozens more people in Ukraine were injured. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch announced today that he plans to step down from his roles leading his publishing and television empires after a career spanning seven decades. NPR's David Folkenflik reports Murdoch leaves a legacy of extraordinary business success, political influence, and scandal.
Murdoch made his money on tabloid newspapers and kept expanding, buying prestige papers like the Times of London and the Wall Street Journal. He built a fourth television network and founded Fox News. Murdoch is now 92. He's had health scares in recent years, and he's departing after yet another season of crisis. Earlier this year, Murdoch testified he allowed Fox stars to embrace then-President Donald Trump's baseless claims of election fraud in 2020 in order to curry favor with viewers. That surfaced in a defamation case from an election tech company. Fox Corp paid more than $750 million to settle it. Murdoch says he'll continue to be engaged in news and the contest of ideas. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Hollywood studios and screenwriters resume negotiations for a second day, adding to hope that after nearly 5 months, the writer's strike could soon be over. Top entertainment executives were at last night's discussions. Since May, the Writers Guild of America has been on strike for higher pay and residuals, as well as stronger job protections against the industry's increasing reliance on artificial intelligence. Members of SAG-AFTRA are also fighting for similar protections, and they went on strike in July. From Washington, this is NPR News. Two American authors are among the six international finalists for the prestigious Booker Prize for Fiction. Jonathan Escoffrey's debut is If I Survive You, a set of connected stories about a Jamaican-American family in Miami. Paul Harding, a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, produced This Other Eden. The book's based on a true story from the early 1900s about one of the first racially integrated towns in the northeastern U.S. The six finalists also include authors from Britain, Ireland, and Canada. Their novels were chosen out of a field of 163 books. This year's recipient of the annual Booker Prize will be announced during a ceremony in London in November. The Senate is relaxing its unofficial dress code starting this week. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports not all lawmakers are happy about it.
Senators traditionally stick to business casual on the floor, but Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says that unwritten rule won't be enforced anymore, at least not for members. That means Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman can wear his trademark gym shorts and hoodies to vote. Fetterman is widely seen as the reason for the change. He has dressed more casually since returning to work after being hospitalized for depression earlier this year. A group of Republicans sent a letter to Schumer asking him to reverse the change. They say casual clothing disrespects the institution and voters they serve. Others say the outcry over the dress code change is totally missing the point, especially since Congress has just days left to avert a potential government shutdown. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
On Wall Street, major market indices closed down 1% to more than 1.5%. This is NPR.